Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
The show. Okay, so if you pick your coins, I don't know what we're looking at. I've got so many different answers, so many different pictures. See, if you pick these, pick your coin. If you have a coin with you right now and you can hold it in your hand, it'll be great. I'll give you a couple of seconds. The show. Come on. Achha, mil gaya. Now this coin, if you look at it, it will tell you what year it's been minted in. 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15. You'll see it at the bottom. Yeah. Under that date, there are four possible things that you would see. Either there is a star, or there'll be a dot, there'll be a diamond, or there'll be no mark. Now, interestingly, if you see a diamond, this coin was minted in one of the four places, which is Mumbai. If it's a star, it was minted in Hyderabad. If it's a dot, it was minted in Noida. And if there's no mark, it's a Kolkata minted coin. I am an absolute sucker for random information and random data like this. And if you're with me, then continue listening. Apparently, according to the Coinage Act of 2011, it allows you to issue, not you as in you and I, it allows the government to issue coins up to 1,000 rupees. So you can technically have a 500 rupee coin also. We had a 1 rupee note, no? At one point, lal color ka note hua karta tha. I remember 5 rupee coins used to be smuggled into Bangladesh because they used those coins, melt it and make razors with it.
Disha, this is Sandeep here. The symbol which you were talking about on the coin signifies in which mint compound the coin was printed.
Bang on, bang on. In fact, interestingly, if you pick out the note, there are 17 languages. That's including Hindi and English. Assamese, Bengali, Kashmiri, Konkani, Nepali, Sanskrit. All those languages are on the note if you take a look at it.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.